never got it. What months did it come?
I sent it in May, so I'm not sure.
I've got everything here, and everything in my room will be filled up. I'm just going to go and see if there is this red one. I've turned every single thing out of my room. Therefore, it must have got lost, or else it is in one of the cabins.
Yeah.
I mean, it can only be in those.
You don't remember seeing these pictures from India?
Come on, let me see.
It was like this one. It was maybe a little smaller.
No.
But, no, it had these type of pictures in it, of Mara and Monty.
No, I've never seen this.
Really?
No.
Well, I better call the postman.
You certainly will. I will ask her. I'll talk to Ella now.
I talked to Ella. She never got it. It was a box that had letters in it. So it had several things.
Never seen this at all. No, lovely, Rana. Never seen it. Oh, do find out. I'm sure you
got lost.
It must have got lost. You must look into it. How could anything get mislaid at this size? And I mean,
it was in a box. I addressed it to Fred Allen, in care of Mayor Fred Allen, Mayor Baba Spiritual Center, Box 487.
Well, you see, yes, 487 is our number. And you got the date? And did you insure it?
I don't remember.
Because people do insure everything. No, I can assure you I haven't seen any of these.
But I was pretty sure I sent it in May. May 20th.
May 20th. I was not away then. I was here.
It would have taken maybe a couple of weeks.
May, June. We were away in June. We were away in August. No, I've not seen these. You should have registered something like this.
Yeah, I'll see if I got the registration.
Oh, charming. Beautiful ones.
See, I sent.
You might have made your little things into meter, that's all I have to say. But
I sent one to India on the same day and insured it, and it was May 20th.
Insured, you see, like.
That was to India. Let's see if I had one from Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm. But if you did insure it.
But it was.
Oh, no.
And I said it so that maybe you could put it in the library.
Well, of course, the library's got many books
and
in.
Along with it, there were several letters to all people.
That's big. No. Oh, this, and look at the lovely tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm going to call the postmaster.
It must be there. It's only 3 months, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I had my return address on it too, and I never got it in Oklahoma.
And she's looked in the cupboard, has she?
We looked in the library. She'd never seen it. And I thought maybe it'd just come to you and you'd just put it in your office.
No. Nothing here whatsoever. You can look around.
Yeah.
Yet, you know, it's a funny thing that this, whether it rang a bell, I don't think it did.
Yeah. You know, see, I had like a letter to Sheila Krinsky in there, a letter to DZ Mavericks, and a letter to the.
I wonder if it.
You know, it was inside the box.
Did she have her letter? Did she say?
I never heard.
But we wouldn't open anything addressed to Fredella, that's the thing.
Yeah.
We would never undo anything.
Give it to him.
We would always give it. And we don't even open the letters that come for the reservations if they're here. And they weren't away in May.
Yeah.
Wonder whether.
Or in June. Maybe it would have taken until June.
I don't think they were away.
But it had box 487.
No, certainly never seen that. I think it's down at the post office and it's lost its address.
Well, I'm going to have to call.
No, never seen this at all. Never seen
it. See, we had this at the Love Line to show people were interested in Bob and they would get read about Bob.
No. Oh, I think it's beautiful.
This is from here.
Oh, these things you want?
These are the things, yeah. Wendy, I was here earlier.
I see.
Wendy's
I think that.
But see, here's even a newspaper article that there was in the paper in Oklahoma about Baba. And we sent that in the package for you all.
Never seen that. Never seen that. Because then you must.
I'll inquire about it. I'm going to be going to India, you know, in a week. So, there's a big box, you know.
Well, Phil, I was going to bring up about reservations and things, but in the meantime, David Finster is here, and I'm so horrified to find out that this book of ours, I mean, sent to you for the center, I've never seen. Therefore, it must be down at the post office still. A lovely picture book of all pictures from India in a big red album, oblong. It was, they say it was sent to Fred Ella in May, May the 20th, care of the Meher Spiritual Center, box 487. And I've never seen this before.
It was in a big box.
It was in a very big, big box.
Cardboard
big
box.
Cardboard box. Were you away in May?
Or June. It was in May.
No, you didn't go anywhere into New York or anything and the parcel get left? Did it? I know that it's nowhere in my room because I've had everything down. And I cannot recall having seen any of the pictures, and they're all of Mera, mostly, and that he says that there were lots of letters for other people in the same box. Anything. No, it's only, that it's just a red, deep red.
Same
a red color. Album, oblong, about a foot and 16 inches.
I think the one I sent was a little bit shorter.
Right. That's what he says. Oh, you mean to say that the letters were there, but the album was not? The letters came separate, and in the letter you said you were going to send the album. There were several letters in the one that came to them, and you said you were going to send the album, but the album never came.
Maybe I should go look at it.
A copy of what? Well, why isn't it in the library now? Well, then it has been taken from the library. Yes. No, that's what I said the same. I said the same. Therefore, it's got lost in the mail. Right, with the letters and everything. Right, then he'll go down and he'll ring up and see what he can say.
I'll have to
do it. He wasn't insured.
I don't know. Maybe I'll...
He insured the copy to India. No. And I mean, I've actually had everything out of my cupboard. And I know that there's nothing like this. So beautifully put together. And of course, you know, the funny part is that deep down in the back of my mind...
Oh, I know where you might have seen. Mark Murray might have brought you some and showed you some similar.
Yes, that's what it is.
Unless
what? What got lost? Mailbags. When? Oh, I see. Two bags of mail got lost some time ago. Therefore, that might have happened. All right. Well, now, I'll ring off just for the moment, and then I'll ring up, for there are several reservations, but I'll give them to you all at the same time. Fine. I'm very, very busy.
Yeah. Well, should I call the post office then, if they got
yes,
lost?
Yes, right.
And I should have my return address.
Well, I should take this down with you and let them see what it is that is lost, you see.
Yeah. You know, it was inside the box. They wouldn't have seen that.
No.
Maybe they would.
No. Well, ask them if that was the time that the mail got lost. That's the point. You needn't take this. Just say that it was in a box and this was the receipt when you sent one to India and one here.
Yeah.
Do that, you see. Right, it's real beautiful. Whose copy is that? That's yours, I know.
Yeah.
And you keep that.
I'm just going to show it to Margaret in New York.
Right, yes, by all means, too. She'd be very interested.
You know, I sent away to Encyclopedia Britannica and they sent me this copy of Barbara's Barkley and I was going to give it to you.
Well, we've seen one, but we haven't got one of our own.
Right.
So we're very happy to have this properly, right? It's interesting. Do you know who put it in?
Philip Ludendorff works there, and he invited one of the editors to a Baba meeting or to hear a talk about Baba. And she heard it and was so impressed that she...
That's very interesting. Because he works with them.
Yeah.
That's extremely interesting.
Yeah.
That was on the files. Right. Good. Now, anything more?
No, I'll let you get back in.
Right. Well, now, let me look through the things that you wanted to take.
Jane, here's the things that she said. She said, these things she said were old and that I could have them, but these I want it to burn.
Those you want to burn. 35, 25, and 25. 35, that's 85. Now this you can have one copy of each. What else did you want?
Oh, it was...
And this side you have? And this one? Right. Oh, Elizabeth! Darwin Shaw is sitting in the sitting room. Right. I kept him because I knew that you wanted to say something to him.
Anything. It looks like burglar tools.
Oh.
Is that something that Fred gave us at one time?
It might be. He gave us a wonderful box of tools.
Don't want it up there.
No, but I don't know how it got up there, and it may not be. It isn't my china from that I bought.
No, it's very heavy.
Good.
And
I've got something here for a little
bit. It's not heavy, heavy things like that stuff to make the ceiling go down.
Yes, of course. I'm find out what it is.
It wasn't there when I named.
Really?
No,
oh, that's Moses. Oh, how extraordinary. I must go up and see. What part of the building is it in? In the middle or just upstairs? She's gone. Right. Good. Fine. Okay.
What
do you have there? There's those to pay.
$85.
This is my hair.
You can just keep it.
Well, I think that all that I give you,
yeah, that's sure.
Because I have not a penny at the moment. I'm very happy to have that. But I'm very upset. And yet, you see, the funny part is that I've seen those pictures somewhere.
Well, you know, I sent some to Mark Murray. That's what I'm saying. If he was at the center, he might have shown them to me.
I think he must have. Because I would never have given away anything like that. And I wouldn't have opened it because it was addressed to Fred Ella.
Well, it said Fred Ella. I had a list of all the people that it had letters to it to. So I just, Fred Ella was the main one. And then it said Kitty, Elizabeth. Because I wrote to Elizabeth about some things.
And the whole of these covers, that everyone that they've been, has been opened.
You know, I waited and waited to hear if you ever got it. And I never heard it. So I just thought maybe you were so busy in the summertime because you didn't have time to reply.
And Ella knows exactly all the things there. Yeah. And of course, if I do, you sure you never saw it in the lagoon?
Well, I didn't really look in the lagoon. I should go look.
I think you'd better look in the lagoon, because there are some albums there. Look and let me know. You see, you seem to have changed in your looks.
Well,
you did. Right, yes, you have changed. You look much younger.
Yeah.
So now you're going to be able to have a long stay in India.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And you decided where you're staying?
Trying to stay at the Dalit.
You're going to stay at the top of the
Last year I stayed at the East West Dalit, and the Davis a little, but I'll try to stay at the Dalit.
And there is also another place, somewhere in the middle of the town.
Something,
that's right. But you'll know when you get there.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
Okay, I'll let you.
And there's nothing else that you want.
Well, I'd like to take your picture while you work here. Can I do
that? You can do that.
Okay. Okay, I'll let you just
come. That's right.
It might be kind of cold in Canada now.
I know, I've got to prepare for it.
Whoops, gotta get some light. It's a little bit dark in here.
Do you want more light?
By opening this door, you think?
Yes, you can. All right, put on these two lights.
It might be a little cold.
I can come outside.
No.
Is that all right? Fine. Yes, good. It's wonderful to see you looking so well.
Yeah, I feel.
You certainly are.
And
looking very well.
It's such a blessing to be able to go back to India so soon. You stay for a long time.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I heard that Adi had a slight attack in the factory, but it's not serious.
You'll have to stay in the hospital 3 weeks.
That's what it is. And then it completely gets right, doesn't it? Okay. Fine. Will you be there over Christmas?
Yes.
Good.
Christmas, Sarah's birthday.
And you don't know who else will be there for that time.
No. Well, the Winterfelds, of course.
Yes, of course.
And I heard the Lux were going to go too.
Oh, yes. I think they are. Fine. Okay, I mustn't say
so. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Because I know I'm going to move. I won't get off long.
I brought something for Elizabeth. Maybe I'll wait outside and give it to her after she's finished with the shawls.
All right. Yes, right, yes, because she's talking properly business.
Went back to praying last week.
Oh, you saw it. That's the only thing you did.
Yeah.
And what are they going to do about praying?
Well, what we did was I went to the hospital to try to ask them if they had all the medical records.
Yeah, I heard in the hall that Francis Bowden would be an undermanly sitting here. And Bob would say, all I can come. And Bob would say, Francis, are you all right? Health is good. Yes, you eat well. And no complaints. You have a bath. Did they give you hot water? Oh, yes, Father. Oh, yes, Father. Everything's fine. It's really a wonderful question. No complaint. No asking for it. In fact, we had to go out of our way to remember, see the Francis having a few. And, oh, fine. But Francis, one thing. Did you ever change your shirt? Isn't your collar a bit, a wife is supposed to look after everything. Oh, but Father, I only could change this shirt yesterday. No, Francis was it yesterday. Oh, bizarre, isn't it? And we were chuckling inside with a good sort of thing about her. You know, to get her eyes out of her in some way or the other, even when she was present. But Francis was very eager that his wife should know Baba, as he should share, because he had the biggest treasure there was, and he wanted naturally his wife to have it. He loved her very much. So we would see that some things would happen. We would hear it. Hola? See? Yeah? Good? Hola? Yeah. So one day, there was a poor program in the Hyderabad. Baba and the men mentally went to the Hyderabad. Preparations and arrangements were made beforehand, as usual, according to what Baba had specified. How many poor people from what village, at what time, what would be given to them. It would be either clothes or grain or both and money, whichever. But before doing that, Baba would wash their feet, dry their feet, bow down, and give the thing. Now this has been, it's such a beautiful, smoothly running, flowing operation, and yet speedy, because Baba would not be used time. Oh, and all the arrangements are made, you would find the mandi around him, very systematically. One would pour the water, Father would wash, other would give him the towel, the little napkin, Father would dry, the third would be ready with giving the gift, and the person would be helped there, Father would give, and another would immediately, the same thing going on, and flowing like a very flowing hand. And then it's peak. Well, Francis went with the mandi, and Ola also was asked to go. So the men all went to Mehrabad. And while this was going on, feet washing the poor and giving them gifts, Baba was so radiant that the summer sleeves were rolled up and doing that. And there were quite a number of, apart from the recipients of Baba's love through these gifts, there were not only Baba's men and his family, but there were all many lovers of Ambednagar, and all the families had come, and surrounding villages had come. So, there was Baba, and this was being done, and somewhere behind him, a little distance away, sat Francis and Ola. And while Baba was doing this, and bowing, and washing, and giving, and it wasn't quiet, everybody was talking, and things were being done. It was an activity, a motion that was going on smoothly, efficiently, quickly, but with a lot of grace and a lot of noise as well. Yeah. So, through that, Francis was telling his wife, Ola, see, Ola, good, no, Ola. And Ola was trying to say, yes, he is good man. And in the midst of that flowing activity of Baba, he turned around to where Ola was sitting there. Francis looks at us, trained with his eyes flashing, and said, while Eric was interpreting, I am not a good man, I am God man.
Oh, wow.
Look at us, the eyes. Just that one moment, and then turning back and continuing without a break. And all of a sudden later, when Baba looked at me and said that, it was like he had said, although the word was spoken right, she said there was no question. I knew the one was saying that was that from that moment, and nothing that Francis could have said or we could have said for days would have made any difference.
But just that, but I was telling you an answer. And, but the Baba heard it.
Yes. It's the same kind of thing that Baba said. When people feel like they want to do something for Baba, and he reminds them that
we try and segregate an incident from life with Baba. Remember, whatever we say, the background, the whole thing of it is, with all the discipline, all the things, the compassion, the love is all the same. That's otherwise all so many people of different temperaments, different countries, different places, different religions. I got the donkey, Eric. No fool them. They wouldn't be staying with Baba just because they were anything to do so. It was the compassion. And our fear, for instance, speaking for us, when our fear was that obedience we gave to Baba. But that one day he might say, all right, to obey me. Now you go over and stay in Pune, for instance, or something. That is the only thing. Even in Ranjan's notes as early as 1922 and 23, he relates an incident and says, Baba, the characteristic kindness. It was a characteristic of Baba, the love, the compassion, the kindness. Hey, Baba. Which one are you? David, John, Kenneth?
I live in Pune.
Oh, you live?
I came to visit a friend of mine who's who I went to high school with, Mr. Pence.
And we haven't seen each other in...
You told us about it. Well,
and in years, probably. Since high school. Hello.
But I don't want to interrupt you.
This is Robert Svoboda. His name's Robert. Robert Svoboda.
You know, the Michael, when you were telling the story, one thing I also thought of was a story by... In 1969, when we had these darshan groups, the Westerners and then the Easterners, this was during the Eastern time, like in during the Western session, like Eric had made clear to each group as they came, that you had come here to keep the faith with Baba, and it's entirely between you and Baba. Express your love in whichever way, or communication in whichever way you want. Here's Baba, here's you. So that we're only witnesses, don't let us... At the Eastern time, we were doing, and people would sometimes stand up and say some words over the mic, they would sing to Baba, or even tell jokes to Baba. One Indian group even sat before Baba and played a game of laris, which is what they had done with Baba, that strange kind of laris with Baba, is quite so funny. This was at the Eastern session. One man got up, and he said he would like to say a few words. We were very happy. And he said he missed so many years coming to Baba. He could have had so many chances with Baba whenever he gave darshan, whenever he allowed people to come, but that he had missed so many. He said, because I couldn't understand how he could be who he says he is when he doesn't know his own mind, which is that he says, I'm going to break my silence. In the month of so-and-so, or in this, and now he says it to a few around in confidence. He says it with such authority, and then he has it printed, and he has it like a prostitute. Please pass the word around. Tell everybody, tell him. And then, kind of, nothing happens. He doesn't even bother to explain, no excuse, nothing. And then, when everybody's forgotten about it, in the meantime, his group of lovers is growing more and more. That's what he remembered later. In the meantime, he doesn't explain. Everybody forgets. Soon as there's a nice lull and everybody's forgotten about it, he again brings it up. Oh, I'm going to break my silence, you see? And this goes on and on and on. I mean, how can he be God when he can't even make up his own mind? And then one day he said, my mind is like a still pool. And in it, a thought dropped in like a pebble had dropped. And that thought was that he keeps doing that. And yet his circle of lovers keeps growing and growing. They don't leave him. And he keeps doing that and getting away with it. If only God could do that and get away with it. Well, he said, at that moment, there was no question in my mind. And from then on, but I missed all those years before because the very thing that I put him off was the very thing that convinced him. Come on, I'm doing too much talking. I'm just talking, I just go on.
What is that you said? This is what we are assembled here for, to say and to hear. And to be here. Raja, Pansa, you are from Punjab. You are from Punjab?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you are. Up in infinite consciousness, the bottom of little frame of yours. He was a scientist, so from a scientific point of view, his mind started pestering him like that. Baba says, yes, it's a very good question. Very good question. But do you know Principal Sahib? Baba would also call him Principal Sahib. Do you know Principal Sahib? Although I am God in human form, I am the reality. I am the one. Yet there are certain things of my own creation that intrigue me. You also feel intrigued, Baba? Yes, my own creation intrigues me sometimes. So there's a problem for me too, and I ask you to solve it for me. And Baba is really very humorous, very informal, very one with the whole group there. So then this conversation takes place. Unfortunately, the book is printed, and this question remains yet to be printed, you know, the answer to it. So what was it is this. Baba now tells about his predicament as to how to solve this problem. So he tells Principal Niranjan Singh to look out of this place. He says, what do you see outside here? So Principal Niranjan Singh sees out and says, well, I see the benches here, the shoes. Is it that much, Baba asked? You know, Baba was observing silence. Do you know that? For 44 years, Baba was observing silence. He never spoke a single word. For 44 long years. He used the board. See that board? The alphabet board? He pointed out to the board. So, at the time he was in silence, naturally. Baba didn't break his silence. He continued his silence till the very end. So then what happened is, that he tells Principal Niranjan Singh, gesturing, says, look out, what is it? What do you see? So he sees shoes and men and benches and a garden and what else do you see? So there are some cattle grazing there, the bullocks and water buffaloes are there, there's a shepherd there, there's a cowherd there. And what else do you see? There's a range of hills that you see. I see Baba. Just that? No, but there is another bigger range of hills that I see. Just that. You know, I see the whole horizon, I see the sky also. That's the thing that intrigues me all the more. How is it possible for us human beings, Baba says, with this tiny eye of ours, the iris, to absorb and take in all the vastness of the universe? How is it possible that all this vastness can be taken in? By this tiny little thing, this little gadget of my creation. Can you answer that? So instead of giving a direct answer, it's an experience that you have to experience. Why this infinite consciousness is bottled up? How could it be so? It is to be realized. So likewise, just as one realizes this vastness being absorbed in oneself, so unless and until you realize it, you have the experience of realization, how can it be explained? So you know, instead of giving a direct answer, Babaji answered his query and satisfied him through this cross question. That's how you would tackle these philosophers and scientists. The raven. Yeah, those were the good old days.
I have something in my mind, but I don't think I should voice it here.
Why not?
Because it's something very, very personal. Right. It's related right. to
later on.
Two, three people. Yeah.
Later on.
Yeah.
Don't say Eretz and Eretz. You see, we are eager to hear something from your end. Give us some short news from your end, and then we'll give you long news.